Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. It is 10:30 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and as usual, we're going to begin our meeting with an invocation. It'll be led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Pierce. If you feel led to rise.
And we'll start this prayer by saying, Lord, please give your divine wisdom to each an educator in our county. We know that the young people going back to school, we need their wisdom. In light of all the incidents that have been going on in our county, we need you to put your loving arms around each and every one of them to guide those young people. And Lord, this court, come asking that you please bestow that wisdom on us to continue to lead this county in the right direction. Not just us, each and every elected official in Jefferson County. And Lord, we finally ask you that you keep your loving arms around those military personnel that fight to make sure that we maintain a freedom that exists in our country. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please join me into the flag of our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
All right, we'll begin our meeting with public comment. If there's any individual who wishes to make public comment about any item that's on the agenda today, then we will entertain those comments now. If you're in the court in person, you can approach the lectern and introduce yourself. If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to agenda items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file an acceptance of offer for invitation for bid for a term contract for roadway pavement markings for Jefferson County with TRP Construction Group, LLC. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for the Mesquite Point Public Boat Ramp contract with Brizo Construction for 44 additional contract working days, bringing the total number of working days from 142 to 186. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. This project is funded by a combination of Texas Parks and Wildlife Department grant funds, Chenier donation funds, and County ARPA. Item C, and this is an amendment, to consider and approve a change order number 1 for a 50-ton gooseneck trailer for Jefferson County Precinct 3 pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, for a total amount of $2,500 to provide and install a full-width quarter-inch tread plate deck on the trailer, bringing the total contract amount to $93,675 with Choice Trailer Manufacturing Limited. Item D is to consider and approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A11 for vehicle and equipment repairs for helicopter repairs with South Air Helicopter Inc. in the approximate amount of $60,000. And item E is consider and approve acceptance of the 2% non-refundable earnest money deposit required from the award of the sale of vacant land on Viterbo Road in Jefferson County from Bria Investments LLC in the amount of $6,060. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Discussion and on item B, those extra days were ones that were contemplated that would still keep us within our grant obligations and covenants.
Yes, sir.
And are they progressing down there now? Is
yes.
it moving forward
yes,
in
sir.
A timely fashion?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we had some bumpy starts, but things are definitely progressing. We're pouring concrete tomorrow. We have a Brizo rep. This is Rory. He's the site superintendent. And I think everybody's really pulling in the right direction right now.
Okay. Thank you.
I think Ms. Kennedy has already advised Brizo of the necessity of getting this job completed in time so that we don't lose any grant funds. So that's going to be our foremost concern as we move forward.
Right. And thank you, Michelle, and Engineer Pepe, all of them. And as much as we need rain, I think we don't need it because of those reasons.
Well, incidentally, I just looked at Greg Bostrick's extended forecast when I went in there. You see, I get two or three emails a day from him and text messages, and hot and dry for the next week.
Yep. There you go.
So spring.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve county judge to submit an urgent need national objective self-certification form for the Jefferson County Home Buyout Program. Contract with the Texas General Land Office. Item B is consider and approve sub-recipient agreement for the Texas Division of Emergency Management Administered Grant Awards. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for port author maintenance for additional costs for tools in the amount of $2,000. Item D is consider and approve a budget amendment for transfer out for Ford Park for additional subsidy and use of other available funds to make a total transfer of $368,000 for fourth quarter funding. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for mid-county maintenance for additional costs for services in the amount of $675. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 508-678 through 508-916. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under community supervision, we have one item to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the fiscal year 2024-2025 budget for adult probation pursuant to the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Excuse me. Under county commissioners, item A is to receive and file executed resolution approving settlement of Jefferson County, Texas claims asserted against Volkswagen and related entities, Henry Volkswagen and Clean Diesel litigation, pending in the 353rd District Court of Travis County, Texas. Item B is considering possibly approved extension of the burn ban issued by the county judge effective July 28, 2023, pursuant to Section 352.081, the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on those items under
Commissioner? Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and offered. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Kathleen Wingate for 5 years and 8 months of service to Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Offord, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under Engineering Department, we have one item to consider and possibly approve tracts 42A and 42B out of 2.617 acres of land, which is a replat of part of Lot 42 of Beauart Gardens, Jefferson County, Texas, located on Central Drive in Precinct 2. It's in the city of Port Arthur, ETJ, and has met all the Jefferson County and City of Port Arthur platting requirements. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda before we go back into closed sessions again. Is there any member of the court has anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action, or any elected official present who has any announcements for the benefit of the public?
I'll bring this to the public and mention it in the prayers, and I just want to make sure that the public understand that school is opening, so be familiar with those speeding zones and things of that nature. We don't need any accidents.
And Judge, I wanted to remind everybody that we have started construction, reconstruction of Jerry Ware Drive out at the airport. I know that that is a very, very busy place right now with all of the vehicles that are parked out there for construction purposes. And I think Alex has probably gotten some feedback from the citizens. But that road is, I don't know, 50 years old probably, and maybe even older than that. It definitely needs to work. And so we just ask the public to be patient with us. That's going to be under construction for several months. And there should be some signage for alternative routes. You may want to give yourself a little extra time if you're flying out of the airport just to get around out there. But it's going to be ongoing, so just have to have patience and please watch out for the construction workers.
Anyone else? All right. Well, I thank you so much for being here today. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
We'll be going into a closed session here in a few minutes.